Taylor looked from him to the truck and then back again. She pointed at the truck. Okay, what was that all about? Who's Diesel?
Look, Taylor, it's obvious you don't know who I am.
Am I supposed to know who you are, 23? Or is it Diesel?
It's Jamar.
Ah, so we're still going with Jamar?
Run, boy!
The two words filled her from toe to top, spilling out of her from the hole in her heart. Her own shoulder blades tightened as she felt the Enderahunj test its wings. It turned its glowing green body and scratched another spot in the stone above, then another, quickly finding a weak spot. The Enderahunj rammed its entire body up. Huge clumps of earth rained inward. When it settled, sky. Night sky. Stars. When had this beast last seen stars?
Can I ask you a question?
Shoot.
I assume this is Celia Greenway's house. He nodded. Did you know she would be... was...
dead?
I cringed. Somehow the word seemed so final. Like poor Celia Greenway would never again know the joy of a semi-annual clearance sale at Bloomie's, the scent of new leather pumps, or the thrill of finding that one-of-a-kind bag in the half-off bin. Really, it's the little things that make life worth living. I tried to soften the image. Swimming.
What is the worst thing anyone has ever done?
Campbell murmured to himself.
Am I capable of doing it? Do I have what it takes?
Any card?
The groom said, fumbling in his pants pocket for a tip.
Only this, sir.
Campbell stepped forward and plunged a knife deep into the groom's chest between the third and fourth ribs, the closest root to the heart. She snuggled against his warm chest while he held her in his arms. His eyes crinkled in a smile, and he began nuzzling her throat.
As always, you smell good.
She looked up at him. His gaze was frankly seductive. You smell pretty good yourself. He chuckled.
Let's go into the bathroom and start smelling soapy.
Are you suggesting that we take a bath together?
Yes.
Garrett rose with her in his arms.
That's exactly what I'm suggesting.